You're listening to Cork's number one nighttime show.
Love the music.
The Fresh 50 with Shane Bucks.
Cork's Red FM.
Cork's Fresh 50, this is Bucks with you till 11 o'clock tonight. We're playing at your request on 0868 104 106. We're going to put a little pause on the request for now, because now joining me on the line is an absolute gent of a man. It is Mr. Joe Harrington from Joe.ie. Joe, how are you?
Hey Bucks, how's the form?
Not too bad now. How are you keeping all goods?
Great, yeah, a bit wet and windy up here tonight, but yeah, all good. All good.
And when you say up here, you are up in Dublin, and yeah. You've been kind of, was it just today you were announced as one of the head honchos and the judges for the Choice Music Prize?
Yeah, I don't know what head honcho now, but I'm one of the judges on the Choice Music Prize. That's the prize for the best Irish album of the year. The judges were announced today, and the shortlist was announced today as well. And yeah, like, I'm really happy with the shortlist. I mean, it's a real kind of reflection on just how great the Irish music scene is at the moment.
Mm. So the list itself, there is, as you said, some pretty amazing acts in this list, and some very well-known ones as well.
Yeah.
One of the kind of the first acts on it are, of course, Girl Band. Now, I don't really know much about Girl Band. Have you yourself seen these guys live, or...?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. Like, the thing about Girl Band is it's all about the live show. Like, the album, it's real heavy rock stuff. So it's not the kind of thing you'd be listening to in the bath with candles lit around the place. It's heavy going. But yeah, when you see them live, it's just one of the most unique experiences like you'll have anywhere. They're that good. And their album is called Holding Hands with Jamie. So if you jump on Spotify or on their Facebook, you'll find a link to it.
Lovely. Good to hear, because I'm all about the live gigs as well. Next up is a name that's just been plastered all over everyone's kind of mind and has been on the talk of the town for ages. It's Mr. Gavin James, of course, with his album Bitter Pill.
Yeah, like Gavin James is just a phenomenon, and like, it seems to be the curve he's on is just going one way, and that's up. I mean, he's been on... Like, I think he played Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel this year in the States, and I know he's making huge waves over there. He toured with Codaline, and the shows he played in Cork and Dublin and all over Ireland in December, they were all sold out. And it's just his voice. I mean, like it's just a guitar and the guy sing, but he's an amazing artist, and the album is brilliant. I think it was only released in November or the start of December.
When I got to see him as well at Cypress Avenue when he was down in Cork, he kind of did like a mini Irish tour just before Christmas, and He came down into the crowd, and I love acts that do that. I actually think yourself and myself were at Little Green Cars in the Pav a couple of Christmases ago.
Yeah.
And they came down into the middle of the crowd and just did this kind of acoustic thing, no mics, just them, their instruments, and the crowd surrounded by them. And that's exactly what Gavin James did, and his voice is just perfect. There's no complaining it. Next up on the list, we have Ham Sandwich, who are one of my favourite bands to see live. Now, I will hold my hand up and say I haven't seen them live too often, but the kind of two or three times that I have, they've always been a lot of fun on stage.
Yeah, that's it. It's always a really fun show with Ham Sandwich. And the album that's nominated is called Stories from the Surface. And it's kind of their most mature album. And it shows real progression in their music. And it's actually their first nomination for a Choice Award, as far as I know.
Oh, is
so,
it? Okay.
Which seems a bit crazy, because they have been one of the best bands around in the last 5 years. But it is a brilliant album. I suppose just to run down to a few more on the list.
Yep.
Jape for This Chemical Sea. He's been nominated as well. It's his third nomination. He's won it twice before as well. Mm. So he's going for a hat-trick, which is unprecedented. Le Galaxy's album, Le Club, which is one of the best party albums you would find anywhere this year. Like, you talked about Ham Sandwich being fun, but like Galaxy, it's mayhem at their shows in the best possible way. The guys are great, and you can't help but dancing. The other one is Colin McInimra. It's kind of a more folky, traditional sound, really. The album is called And Now the Weather. I also on the list, two Mercury Prize nominees. So the Mercury Prize is a big award in the UK. Roisin Murphy for Hairless Toys, and Soak, the girl from Derry.
Nice. Yeah.
Her album, Before We Forget How to Dream. The two of them are absolutely brilliant albums, and especially Soak, because we do these things called Sunday Sessions.
Mm.
So we get artists in to just play acoustically, and Soak did it last year, and she's just a superstar. Two more on the list. We have Villagers for their album Darling Arithmetic. Conor O'Brien, who is Villagers, he's won it once before. He's been nominated as well before. So I wouldn't be surprised if the guy won it. I mean, everything the guy does is absolutely brilliant. I know he's played Cork loads of times. I saw him play the Savoy a few years ago, and you could hear a pin drop in the place. It was really, really brilliant stuff. And the final band is a band from Cork. and they are one of my favourite bands, and I know you're a huge fan and you've been a huge supporter of them down through the years. It's a Young Wonder, and their album Birth was the final album to be nominated, so I know those guys are absolutely over the moon, and it's a brilliant album. If you're into electro music at all, put it on, because from start to finish, it's stunning stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Look, you are one of the judges, along with a long list of others. I have no idea. If I was on the list, now I'm known to be a man who sits on the fence for making decisions, but if I was on the judges here, I'd just be like, lads, I can't do this. What am I going to do? Can I put two in first place or what? That's the story. So all I can say is best of luck with picking your kind of top few for this. And I know you can't really make note of who you're going to pick right now, but we will find out who the winner is on March 3rd when it all takes place up in Dublin at Vicar Street on Thursday, March 3rd, for the Choice Music Prize. But just before we leave you go, because you are kind of big into music as well, a couple of Irish acts for us that we can look out for that maybe haven't made the list this year.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think Irish music is in such a good place at the moment. And there are a few bands that we featured on Joe.ie over the year and on Sunday Sessions and all that kind of stuff that you should definitely check out. I'll just give you a few. There's a band called Saint Sister. They're really, really cool. There's a girl from Donegal called Rosie Carney. And then there's a girl from Dublin called Sorica Richardson. She had a song called Petrol Station that was out in 2015. And I know she's making a new EP and all that kind of stuff. She's brilliant. So Sorica Richardson, Rosie Carney and Saint Sister, I think like they could very well be nominated for the Choice Award next year. But it's great. And like, it's great to be talking about great Irish music. And like I said, I know you're a huge supporter of Irish music as well. So, and I know like Aisling Keating on Green and Red and all that kind of stuff as well. So it's fantastic. But it's great. And I'm so honoured to be asked to judge it. And I'd say like, my method will be I'll just get a dart and I'll throw it, and whatever name it lands on will be my choice to win, because it's so hard to separate them.
Yeah, and it's probably the fairest way to do it with the amount of talent that's on the list as well. You're not kind of choosing one over the other, because they're just all as good as each other. But Joe Harrington, thank you very much for being a gent as always and coming on the show tonight to chat to myself here on the Fresh 50. All right.
No problem, Box. Have a good one.
And best of luck in choosing, because I don't know how you're going to do it. But of course, the Choice Music Prize, you can check out the list and find out more great Irish music up on Joe.ie. And I'm sure you'll see Joe Harrington's name at the top of a couple of those articles as well. And it all takes place this coming March up in Dublin's Vicar Street. But for now, Joe, nice one.
Cheers, Doc. Check this out. Red FM.